this week's news, one EMU professor retires after 46 years of teaching. Student government prepares for elections. The aviation program solidifies a new partnership. And a global esports organization commits to donating $1 million to the university. I'm Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. After 46 years of teaching at EMU, Nelson Amos, the university's oldest professor, will retire at 81 years old. Amos was first hired to teach classical guitar, lute, and music history courses in 1975. In 2004, he opened Nelson Amos Studio in Ypsilanti's Depot Town. The studio offers custom framing services and sells paintings and drawings of Amos's own creation.
I've always had this dual interest in art and music, and it started a long time ago, even when I was in high school. I used to do a lot of drawing and painting and then practice my musical instrument. So when I went to college, I actually was both an art major and a music major, but I couldn't have both, so I dropped out of the art program. And I only came back to it about 20 years ago, and I just started painting again.
Amos has continued to focus on his students' growth in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. During the summer, he offered to teach free one-on-one lessons and created a Facebook group where students could stay connected. Amos's students are certainly appreciative of their time together at Eastern. Reporter Gracie Thompson was able to talk with Bradley Burkle, a student of Amos and a junior at EMU.
The capacity that he has to be able to run that shop and be a professor is just kind of like an eye-opening thing for me, that he is just been able to pursue his dreams so thoroughly. And he's talked about like what he wanted to do when he was in his like early 20s, and he didn't know whether he wanted to do art or music, but he just decided on music and he'd do something like art on the side. That shop is his side project, and it's awesome. It's in Depot Town. It's really cool. I love going there.
Amos will continue to run Nelson Amos Studio, where he says business has actually increased despite the pandemic. You can find directions to the studio, a link to its website, as well as a link to Amos's YouTube page at easternecho.com. Student government elections have been postponed since March due to the coronavirus pandemic. However, students are expected to vote later on this month, even though dates have not yet been announced. When the dates of the election are announced, the Office of the President will send an email to the students' EMISH email address, telling them when and how to vote. This year, voting will be handled by the University Information Technology Division. For each ticket, students can vote up to 18 Senate candidates, but can only vote for one presidential candidate and one vice presidential candidate. Luis Romero and Colton Ray will run together for president and vice president. Jax Rosinski and Alana Morales will run for the president and vice president positions. You can find a list of all 10 candidates for Student Senate on our website. To ensure that students have all the information they need to vote for candidates, the Office of the President is creating a site that will include photos of each candidate, a bio, and why each candidate is running for their position. Student government will have their meetings via Zoom, and anyone can attend. Despite the delays, student organizations can still receive funding from student government, and student government is still funding legal services that are offered to students of EMU, free of charge. For more information about student government, you can go to their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, or go to www.emusg.com. EMU's aviation program has agreed to a 5-year partnership with Crosswinds Aviation. Crosswinds Aviation is a flight school that currently has 3 locations and are working on a 4th at Willow Run. The current locations are in Oakland, at the Flint Bishop International Airport, and the Livingston County Spencer J. Hardy International Airport. Matt DeLine, the owner of Crosswinds Aviation, had this to say about the partnership. Quote, "The partnership with EMU will allow us to connect with and help even more students beyond high school who desire a career in aviation. We look forward to the opportunities this partnership will open for aspiring pilots," end quote. With this partnership, aviation students will get to train in a variety of aircrafts. This year, students will be trained in the Diamond, DA-20, and the DA-40, as well as the Censa 172. For more information about Crosswinds Aviation, you can go to www.crosswindsaviation.com. On August 27th, global esports organization Gen G announced that it will be donating a total of $1 million to EMU in order to help create the next generation of gaming industry leaders. To uphold this commitment, Gen G will donate $100,000 annually for the next 10 years. Along with this donation, Gen G is offering a scholarship called Gen 10 for incoming freshmen. The application for the scholarship opened September 15th. The winners of the scholarship will be announced in December. The purpose of the scholarship is to help support women, people of color, and low-income students who want to major in gaming, esports, entrepreneurship, journalism, and content creation. EMU offers a Bachelor's of Science in Simulation, Animation, and Gaming, or the SAG program, through the Simulation, Animations, and Gaming program. EMU is ranked in the top 10 of affordable bachelor's degree and animation programs. For more information about the Gen 10 scholarship, you can go to geng.gg. Ypsilanti-based musician Kid J, who we featured on the podcast before, recently collaborated with the Detroit Youth Choir and rapper Indigo Ye on a cover of Glory. The song, which was originally sung by John Legend and Common, is the theme of the 2014 film Selma. Kid J and Indigo Ye both added new verses to this updated rendition of the song, their lyrics bringing attention to racial injustice as well as the struggles many have faced in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kid J had this to say about the song.
I just really wanted to make it clear that me and my people, we are strong, not just us as people, but us just as Black community and how we support our people. What I wanted to get across too was just how angry about the fact that I was about the George Floyd killing. I just wanted every emotion and every word to like be expressed.
The Detroit Youth Choir, famous for having competed on NBC's competition show America's Got Talent, got together with the two rappers to film a music video for the song. Lavelle R. Narrow, the Detroit Youth Choir's manager, said the group had no trouble preparing the piece.
They used to doing that coming from AGT, America Got Talent. I didn't go there with them, but Mr. White explained to me how intense it was, the rehearsals and the vocals and them going to school. It was very intense. Most of the time, most of those routines or the songs, they learned that day or a day and a half.
Kid J told The Echo, quote, "The fact that they reached out to me wanting to do a song is crazy. It was just a blessing working with them, and I couldn't have asked for a better opportunity," end quote. You can find a link to their cover of Glory on our website. Today's news was reported by Gracie Thompson, Kennedy Robinson, Cameron Eberly, and Bianca Ramsey. As always, thank you for listening to this episode of the Eastern Echo Podcast. Don't forget to tune in next Monday for more information. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.